Beaver State Park antlerless elk hunting season. Just for a little background again, we re-implemented this particular season a couple of years ago, and one of the primary reasons, or two primary reasons, number one, when we had an abundance of elk on the southern end of Custer State Park, one of the things that the staff in the park were continuing to watch and monitor is one time we had probably 125 to maybe even 150, 160 elk continually right on that way southern edge of the park between Custer State Park and Wind Cave National Park. Some concerns about what kind of potential impact on the forage and the herbaceous resource there in the southern end of the park. So that was something that we, as an agency, in particular the CSP staff, were watching very closely and how that may impact other critters, in particular bison. At the same time, we were looking at it from the standpoint of a CWD management perspective, knowing the congregation of the elk down there and the likelihood of potentially enhancing the transmission of CWD because they were so congregated down the southern end of the park. So at that time, we had the conversations and brought forward recommendations to implement again the antlerless elk season in Custer State Park to reduce those numbers and also learn more information about CWD prevalence down there. Time moved along and we had this little event called the Legion Lake Fire and changed everything in Custer State Park, and when I say everything, including elk. And when that happened, obviously there were higher priorities than thinking about what was going to happen with elk. But one of the things that we believed what was going to happen and did happen is the habitat benefits that resulted from the fire in terms of forage resources and those things. We fully anticipated that we were going to see a high number of elk go back down to that southern end of the park just because of that new lush forage resource that was going to be available to those animals. And that's what we anticipated would happen, and hence moving forward with the antlerless season last year. Well, the end result was that did not happen also. The resources, the elk scattered, where they all went for sure is uncertain. Obviously, some scattered through in Custer State Park, probably northward. Some elk, we believe, also scattered to the west in particular. But the bottom line is we just don't have that congregation of elk on the southern end of the park like we were experiencing for a couple years. And in fact, last year during the hunting season, there were so few animals that the first two units, there was only a couple of elk that were harvested by our hunters, and we were hearing a loud and clear message that they just weren't seeing any elk and didn't even have an opportunity for even finding some in some instances. So we took the action as an agency and the commission to provide voluntary refunds and turn in licenses if they so choose to do so. We gave them the opportunity to go out and hunt, and there were a couple of individuals that still did that, but most of those hunters did turn those back in. So based on that information, what we've seen from the elk scattered, we're seeing a few elk down there, but nowhere near the numbers that we were. From a CWD management perspective, as we're going through our CWD management plan, our primary focus right now is identifying the areas that are at the highest risk of potentially the spread of CWD, not necessarily where it is right now. We're still going to continue to monitor CWD in Custer State Park. But for all those reasons, collectively, we bring forward the recommendation in front of you, which is to again close the Custer State Park antlerless elk hunting seasons. This has no bearing or impact on those licenses that are issued for elk hunting for the bull elk or the any elk licenses, both rifle and archery. This is specific to the antlerless seasons. And this will also continue to move in the direction of our elk management plan, which is to attempt to build the elk herd in Custer State Park to that 700 to 800 range in animals. So Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, that's some background on why we bring forward this recommendation, and John and I would try to answer any questions you may have.
Is there a motion to approve this proposal?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Any questions? All in favor of the proposal, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I will.